We don't know what to bring kids into because it's not an innocent time. You know, there's just too much information available to people now. It's just too intense. There's just, you know, you try to watch television now, for half the commercials are for prescription medicines. That's horrifying. You watch TV for 5 minutes, you think you got four fatal diseases. Like, do you ever wake up tired in the mornings? They have commercials for prescription medicines that treat venereal diseases. When did that start happening? Could you imagine that? You're sitting there with your kid, you haven't even explained sex yet, now you gotta jump right to the genital herpes, you know? Hey, what's that, Daddy? Well, Junior, one day you'll be at a party and there'll be some skanky whore hanging all over you. You know it's a bad idea, but you do it anyway, and then when you go to do a wee-wee, it feels like there's fire shooting at you. Then you take some of that stuff, sweetheart. That's what that is. That's about suppression. Side effects may include anal hemorrhage and brain tumor. Sleep tight, Junior. I'll tell you, this Viagra thing has me a little bit confused. I mean, I can't wait till I stop having erections. Finally, some peace and quiet. I always thought that was one of the benefits of getting old, was you didn't want to have sex anymore so you could finally be yourself. You ever talk to an old guy? They're the only really honest people left on the planet. They'll say whatever the hell they're thinking. I just took a dump in my pants. They don't care. Because, man, we basically live our lives tortured by our sex drive. It's a nightmare. I mean, we're really just basically pigs when you think about it. Look at all the pornography that's aimed at men and all. It's aimed at men. Like, we don't like it. They're just shoving it down our throats. But that's, you know, who consumes all this stuff? All this pornography, all these strip clubs? It's all men. There's no, women don't get into any of that stuff, really. I mean, women don't go to strip clubs. They might go, like, you know, every once in a while they'll go to, like, a Chippendales or something. But then the guys are really good looking and they go and they giggle, you know, and they, you know, it's fun. There's no ratty-ass disgusting strip club for women to go to like we have. You know, no ratty place with, like, big fat guys with hairy backs and one ball dancing on the bar, you know? We'll go to the worst, most nightmarish place. I've been in strip clubs that are just horrible, and guys go all the time. There's, like, girls with burn marks and scars and penises, you know, and umbilical cords. They got, like, one fake breast because they're saving up to buy the other one, you know? They can't even dance. They just sort of march angrily back and forth across the stage. You're giving them money to put things back on again. But for some reason, we love it. And every time I'm there, one of my friends thinks one of the girls is in love with him. He's like, man, this girl's loving me, man. This girl's loving me. Are you crazy? No, she keeps coming over and dancing for me. She keeps dancing for me. That's her job. It's not like it happened in the supermarket. I mean, yeah, if you're in line at the supermarket and some girl's like, oh, hi, how's it going? How are you? Hey, paper and plastic. What do you normally get in this situation? Then you think you got a shot, you know? Hey, you've been a fantastic crowd. Thank you very much. Take it easy. Thanks a lot.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Anderson, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, Greg Giraldo.
Yeah.
I miss him.
Yeah, he was good.
I spent some time watching old roasts this week, and I was like, oh, man.
He was good on the roast.
Like him and Patrice, those are the...
Yeah, they were both good, and both of them unfortunately gone too soon.
Yeah. Greg to, I believe, suicide? And
was it suicide or was it overdose? Or was it a little of both?
Probably a little of both. And then Patrice was diabetic,
diabetes,
I think. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was diabetes.
Which is funny because that's the thing they attack him the most on the roast.
Yeah.
You know, so, which sad, but Greg's funny. His stand-up is okay. He's got some good bits, but his roasting skills, and when he was on the fucking show with Colin Quinn.
Remote Control?
No, that's good.
That's going way back. Yeah.
Tough Crowd. It was called Tough Crowd.
It says he overdosed on prescription medication.
Okay.
So they said it's believed to be accidental.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. But yeah, and that's it. I mean, nobody knows for sure. I mean, it's, you know, there's always debates on stuff like that it was accidental, that it was, how could it be? I mean, it's like when anyone famous like that dies, because you don't want to believe that they would do that. I mean, you know, sadly, I just read today that there was an Olympic star from, cycling star from Australia that died today, 24 years old.
Oh,
they haven't said how. All they did, but there was like, hey, if you need mental health help, you know, here's some numbers. So we don't know if that was just because she was a friend of everyone on the Olympic team or if that had something to do with.
Yeah.
Because at 24, unless it's an accident.
Not that it has a whole lot to do with it, but I saw a story today, and I want to say it was fucking Alabama. Go figure. Maybe in Georgia.
But, yeah.
Let's see if I can find it here again. But it was a 16-year-old girl. Two coaches were charged with murder because they held basketball practice outside in blistering heat.
And see, when we were younger, that was normal.
Yeah, but when we were normal, go ahead and find me the last 100-degree day.
No, I know.
That we did anything outside as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have those days. So, I mean, but it was normal to have, you know, I mean, when it was hot out for us, we were out there, you know, that was like, you know, to toughen you up. But I still think, you know, they still, you know, I don't know if they would have killed. I mean, it did happen, but.
But even football, I can remember instead of two-a-days, the 1 year I, I went through practices anyways. It was when it got not over 90, you just did the morning practice.
Yeah.
You can come back and do the 2 o'clock afternoon practice. You know, it was too dangerous. Especially now, basketball might be a little bit different because you're wearing shorts and a tank top. Where football, you have all the pads on and you know all that shit. I don't remember where I even saw it. It may have been like one of the local news channels was reporting on it. But yeah, people die.
They do, and it's sad, but.
It reminds me. So my kids the last couple of days have been asking questions about my dad.
Oh.
And it really started with Bella. And the main reason it is because Bella, first day of school, first couple of days of school, whenever they're doing attendance, she always gets asked. Like the second they read Arabella, wait a second.
Yeah.
You know. Because my dad worked for the school district for so long.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of anyone who's been around the school district, you know, for any length of time knows your dad.
And she's like, what do I say? Like, I don't even know what to say. You know, I was a year and 4 months when he died. Like, yeah. What do I say? And I go, I was telling her all sorts of things. I was like, yeah, you can go ahead and tell him this heat's really killing him. It's making his skin ashy. Oh, it's funny because my dad was cremated, people.
I know, that's what that I mean, I know that, but it's like, oh.
I'm like, you could take a picture of his tombstone on your phone and show him that and be like, yeah, life's pretty tough, pretty hard on him right now.
Wow.
Or, I don't know, I haven't seen him in a while. He's living under a rock.
Jesus Christ.
And Tasha's sitting there in the fucking corner going, don't you dare say any of that to your teachers.
I'm like, kind of hoping she does. I'm really hoping that the next time we record to have this conversation of, oh, yeah, I got a call from the school that,
yeah.
You know, the
well,
other kids, she had to explain
starts,
it.
But, yeah, still. Oh, yeah. How fucking awesome would it be?
That would be amazing.
You know. Oh, I was rolling.
That would be amazing.
I was rolling, you know, or, yeah, his ghost comes and talks to me every once in a while. You know, just something fucking.
Oh, that would be even better. Yeah. Just, yeah, talk about his ghost having conversations with you, and they're like, do we do something about this?
Yeah, he visits me at the most weirdest, strangest times, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just getting ready to go to sleep. You know, anything. I thought it'd be great.
And see, the thing is, though, is I think, I don't know if the school is going to have the same sense of humor you do.
Yeah. But it's fucking funny.
It is funny. It is fucking hilarious.
And 5 years ago, six, whatever, I don't know if I could have made the jokes, but.
I think it's just how we, you know, we deal with stuff. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, because, I mean, I remember when you first started doing comedy, you had the joke about jerking off in the shower. Mm-hmm. You know, if they could see that through the walls and they could see through blankets, they could see through everything, you know. But if you, like, bent over just right, they couldn't see it through your belly. But, you know, and the conversations about you and your dad and, you know, your grandma up there making bets on how long it was going to take for you to fucking come, which to me cracked me up every fucking time you told that joke. You know, obviously it was a good, it's good enough that that's one of the ones that stuck with me. I fucking remember that. Cause it just
I haven't used that in years.
So much. But it was like, that's, I think that's our way of dealing with this shit.
Well,
when something crazy happens, we write a joke about it.
That's what people don't, that's what non-comics don't understand is 90% of what people say is true and it's all trauma.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we don't make a joke about, today was a great day. I went out in the meadow and picked flowers and
there's a reason why most comedians are fucking depressed.
Yeah.
Because talking about how fucking wonderful life is isn't funny.
No.
You need someone who's slightly depressed and, you know, a little fucked up. Because if you're talking about, oh my God, the flowers smelled so good today. Nobody gives a shit.
No, I want to hear that you went out in the meadow and a fucking rattlesnake flew out, bit your testicle. You lost them both. You know.
Because when it bit you, it got one fang in each fucking testicle.
Yeah.
And then they swelled up the size of fucking bowling balls. And you were walking around like two fucking watermelons between your legs. That's what we want to hear about.
Yeah. Like one of those pendulums or whatever the fuck they're called.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we want to know about.
Yeah. That's exactly what we want to know about.
It's like the joke I used to make about weddings. It's like, we don't want a fucking happy wedding. We want it to go wrong.
Mm.
No. See, if it's your kid's wedding, you want a happy wedding. If it's somebody else's wedding, you're going to see.
I didn't want mine to go wrong.
I just want to see something that I can talk about later, and you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a good story. But you can get a good story without it being catastrophic.
No, you can't. Yeah. It's got to be catastrophic.
I've got good stories from mine, and I wouldn't consider it catastrophic.
Well, you were drunk.
No. I wish.
Yeah, but they're not. Are they funny?
When you have,
are they just good or funny?
My grandma pissing her pants is pretty funny.
That is funny.
My grandma being so fucking drunk that...
That's because she was shocked that you got married. She's like, someone's going to stick with this fucker?
No, that's because Bowling Alley Josh was the bartender.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
And we ran out of... We didn't buy enough mixer. So margaritas were just tequila and a lime slice. In a full fucking glass.
That's fucking
awesome. And my grandma, that's her favorite drink, and she just kept them going all fucking night. And she told the story at the next couple days or whatever when you have everybody in your opening presents and all that shit. And she called me over, and she's like, don't tell anybody this. But, and of course, that day I told like 20 people.
Oh, yeah.
But she's basically like... So I was walking out to the car with her sister, my aunt, my great aunt, and we got about 3/4 to the car, and I had to go to the bathroom. And I knew damn well I couldn't walk all the way back and go to the bathroom. And so I asked Yvonne if she had a towel in her car that she could just sit on, and she just pissed herself. My grandma, you didn't drop, you know.
Drop trowel and just go. Under, I would drop
under
trial,
your
go.
Dress or anything? She goes, no. I didn't want anybody to see anything.
Jesus.
You know?
I mean, you do what you gotta do.
Pretty funny story. The other one was when all my girlfriends came up. Can you get your dad away from me? We cannot keep up. Because my dad was swing dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, not tragic at all. Funny. Funny. Or when I snuck Stephen Lynch in as our going away song after Tosh said I couldn't do it because there's grandmas there.
Those are kind of funny. But I mean, like I said, there's also one of those things that we want something like that. But most weddings we go to, I mean, the majority aren't you throwing the wedding that's going to make it fun.
Yeah.
Where most of them are the boring fucking Catholic wedding where you're like,
yeah, I can't do that.
And those are the ones we want something wrong. Like, you know, the joke I used to say all the time, we want something to talk about at the water cooler the next day.
You know, I guess there was a couple even funny speeches. Jesse, who's known me since I was 4, got heckled like a comedian would. But
I could see
he's not a comedian or good with words.
No.
And he froze. And all he got out for his entire best man speech was best wishes.
But, I mean, Jesse's a good guy.
Or Samantha, who decided she was going to give a speech at 10 years old.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
And just, I think really all she got out was, yeah, it's nice to have you in our family because at least you're not Chris, Tasha's ex. That was it.
Wow.
My side of the family had no fucking clue what she was talking about.
Tasha's side
of the family, big gasp and laugh and gasp and...
I mean, at least that, you know,
Yeah. It was, I mean, like I said, there was funny stories. And if I worked on it, I could write good bits out of it.
I'm sure you could, but, you know, it's just, it's one of those things. It's like I've tried to find, there's certain things that I have that I know I could write good bits about. I just haven't been able to do it. I keep thinking of how to do it. And I think my problem is I keep thinking too hard of how to do it.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's get to what's on our minds anyways. Suicide Squad.
It was horrible. I'm so kidding.
I'm going to go Danny on it. You'll see.
Are you?
A little bit. A little bit.
No.
Yeah.
How can you go? How?
So I enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought it was super funny. To be honest, a lot of the complaints I've heard is some of the characters and how dumb they, like, I enjoyed.
But that was, I think that was the whole point.
I enjoyed the polka dot guy. Yeah. I enjoyed, I thought King Shark.
He was my favorite. He's my new, like, favorite freaking DC character.
Like, I thought they were going to just make him fucking stupid like Killer Croc in the first one.
Yeah.
Who, in all honesty, had some good lines, but it was a poorly written character.
Yeah.
His BET stuff, and, you know, I thought was hilarious. But I thought they fucking screamed us, first of all.
I know, which was fucking amazing. Which, by the way, anybody who's listening to this, if you haven't seen the movie yet, turn this off. Because you're about to get fucking spoilers up the fucking asshole.
Yeah. They screamed us.
Oh, yeah. Hugely. I mean, that was my favorite part. In the first 5 minutes, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, oh, they're going to go back. Because they're like, oh, back 3 days. It's like, okay, we're gonna find out what really happened. No, that was just a 10-minute, like, back 3 days. You're like, oh, no, really, that was it for those characters.
Yeah, you got another all 30 seconds of Javelin.
Yeah.
Where he explained for her to carry the Javelin.
Yeah.
But that was it.
I mean, the big hype on all these characters, and that's what I think that's what I loved the most. The fact that it was just like Scream, where they hyped up that all these amazing characters are going to be in it. You're going to have all these people. They showcased them, and then they fucking killed them all.
Michael Rooker, gone.
His character was my favorite, because they really made it, like, built it up, like, he's going to be a huge part of this movie.
Yeah.
And then he just starts swimming away from the beach like a bitch.
Even those first 5 minutes where he was in the prison and they were telling, yeah, like, when they were getting him to go along with it,
mm-hmm,
you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be fucking,
you know.
He's going to be a big part of this.
Nope. And then not only that, Tim Gunn doing all the work on the film and all the stuff him and Rooker have done together and how they, like, I just thought they'd throw him a bone for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Flew the Borg, who was Javelin, gone.
Yep.
Fucking Captain Boomerang.
Oh, that was the one that bothered me the most, because I liked him, because they did build up a good character for him in the last movie, but...
Gone. Pete Davidson, Blackguard.
Oh, that was my favorite one. Hey, it's me, remember I called you? Face is gone.
Yeah. Now, that part of the whole movie, the fucking gory violence and, mm-hmm, you know, whatever you want to call it, was fucking awesome.
Yes.
Like
I said, Savant swimming away, screaming like a bitch and crying like a little baby, and then she just blows his head off, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, and they still show him floating days later, yeah, out there. Pete Davidson's, or Blackguard, we did that. Weasel, that was the other one.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. Did anyone check to see if Weasel could swim?
However, big spoiler, he's alive.
Yeah, he pops up at the end credits scene. So,
cracked me up. I didn't realize Steve Agee played King Shark.
Oh.
He's the one in the, like, on-set King Shark.
Yeah.
Now, the voice, of course, I believe is Sly, right? Sloan?
I think so, yeah. Bird.
Yeah.
Bird. Get off the radio.
They actually have, on the IMDb page, they have the rats. Sebastian was played by two different rats. Crisp Rat and Jaws.
Crisp Rat.
Are the real names of the rats that played.
And they did really good.
Yeah. Now, okay, the bad, I guess. What I would consider the bad. I did not like the fact at all that it really did not tie in to anything. As cool as some of the character development was compared to the first one, the one thing I liked about the first one was it showed how the characters ended up in prison and who caught them. So you, even though I hate Ben Affleck, but you had the Batman tie-in.
Yeah.
Bringing Harley in and Deadshot, right?
Yeah.
Which is who he brought in. And you had Flash grabbing Captain Boomerang. And, you know, so you got to see how they got there. Where this, the only talk about it is Idris Elba's character, Bloodshot, who used the kryptonite bullet and almost
killed
him.
Which they don't say how he got in jail, though. They just say that the reason he's there is because he shot Superman with a kryptonite bullet. But they don't say that, like, you know, Batman jumped out of nowhere and caught him, or Wonder Woman, anything. They just say he shot Superman with a kryptonite bullet.
Yeah. So, I didn't like that. I didn't like the fact they didn't tie up loose ends.
Yeah.
Like, when you have Deadshot, who was basically 50% of the first Suicide Squad,
mm-hmm.
and you have zero mention of him in the second one.
Well, there was a lot of things that I saw where they said that it was supposed to be Deadshot, but that there was a scheduling conflict with Will Smith. So they just kind of acted like the character just...
But obviously, it's not like Idris Elba was a throwaway character. Like, he's in the whole movie. So they had to film the whole thing. So they could have rewrote a two-minute thing to say why he didn't go.
Well, I don't know. It's one of those things, because one thing they kind of... And I kind of caught really quick that maybe, like, they got let go because Harley was free.
Yeah?
Harley was on the free, and they said, What are you doing back? Oh, I robbed a bank. You know, so she mentions that she was free. So maybe he's free and he just didn't get put back.
Why was she free?
Because she broke out.
She got broken out, yeah. They didn't release him.
Who knows? I mean, maybe.
And they show them putting him back in jail.
Yeah.
With just visitation to his daughter.
Yeah. Which, who knows? I mean, it's one of those things.
But it could have been a 30-second thing. Like, hey.
They could have explained it.
He refused to go because he promised his daughter he's not killing anymore. Whatever the case may be. There's no mention of the Enchantress at all.
No.
Who was Rick Flagg's fucking love interest, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know. So I thought that was kind of shitty. Especially if you're trying to build a universe. Right? Which is supposedly what DC's doing.
Yeah.
Just nothing goes together. It's like they got one piece of every puzzle ever made and none of them connect.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I didn't like that. And then, to me, the starfish thing was way too Power Ranger-ish.
They even call him a kaiju.
And I am not...
Which is like Godzilla, yeah.
I am not of the era of Power Rangers. I was that slightly older teenager when they came out. Where I'm like, that is dumb kiddie shit. It's fucking stupid. And I still feel that way today. The acting.
I mean, I'm the same way. I agree. I mean, I do not. That was not my favorite thing, was I did not watch Power Rangers. I was not a big Power Rangers person.
Nope.
A big Power Rangers fan. But it was kind of cheesy and whatever. But I think it tied into everything else. I think it really worked. In my mind, I thought it was
good. I didn't like it on screen. I don't dislike the character part of it. I didn't like the crazy bright colors. I didn't like the horrible movements it had. Like, it bothered me. Everything else was so fucking awesome. And then you have this thing that kind of moves like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, but looks like a gay pride chocolate starfish.
I kind of liked it.
Doesn't do it for me.
See, I had no issues with it. I actually enjoyed it. I thought that was one of the...
Now, the good. Peacemaker and Deadshot, or Bloodshot, their fucking on-screen chemistry was fantastic.
Yeah.
Their back and forth, it was very Kevin Hart Rock-esque.
Yes.
But with the serious tone comedy instead of the slapsticky like they do.
Yeah, and that both Idris Elba and John Cena played that serious, you know, comedy face much better.
Yeah.
You know, and they did. It was great the way that they played off each other. It's one of those things. It's like, you know, I've mentioned before, I think The Rock has made a great transition from, you know, wrestling to movies. And that, I mean, I just saw the Jungle Cruise, and it was actually a really good movie.
I really want to see it.
It's really good. It's remnants of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
In a way. It's pretty good. The Rock makes that movie. Like, literally makes that movie with the stupid one-liners through the whole movie where even one of the kids is like, Mom, make him stop. but, I mean, it's great, and I loved it. But I didn't see that really with John Cena, because most of the movies I've seen him in, I'm like, eh. But this one, I felt like it. I don't know if it was just because it fit his personality or what, but I mean,
there's been a couple
of
Cena roles I like. That Amy Schumer movie, was it called Trainwreck, I think?
I don't think I watched that one.
Oh, he plays her boyfriend for a portion of the movie, and it's fucking hilarious.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen that one.
And then,
because he is the new host of Wipeout.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And then he was in that Fireman, like Disney.
Okay, that one was pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
he
was
did
a pretty funny
on that
movie.
One. But he didn't do good on that one. So he's starting to, like, step out from, you know.
But he's been in some The Marine, horrible.
Yeah.
Like, he. But then again, you got to think, The Rock did The Scorpion King.
Oh, yeah. Which was
shit.
It
then
was.
He did what? Fucking Tooth Fairy. Is that the one he did?
I think so.
Yeah. Which was shit.
Which, I mean, they all have their own. And that was it. I was just waiting for John Cena to have that one role that kind of, okay, I could see.
Game
it.
Plan. Maybe that was.
That was another one he did. Yeah, there was a couple that he did that weren't that great.
It wasn't until about, I think I really kind of liked him in that bit role in Get Smart.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was, okay, maybe Cop is going to be where his, you know, yeah. Where he gets his chops, playing Cop.
Which he did a lot.
And
he played Cop a lot.
Well,
and then he
did
out
good
of it.
Actually in, what was it,
Walking Tall?
Walking Tall, yeah, with Sean William Scott.
Yep.
That was a pretty good role. But it took some, you know, fucking stinkers.
Oh, yeah.
That were actually box office hits, but they were fucking terrible movies.
Well, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, The Rock has had some pretty bad movies, but, I mean, Rampage wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. He's had a couple, you know.
I enjoyed Rampage.
I did, too. I mean, I enjoyed it, but, I mean, it wasn't
but
a
I
great
enjoyed
movie.
Rampage as just a fucking action movie.
Yeah, it was just an action movie. There was no real story to it. There was nothing, which is what made it great.
I shit on Rampage because it's nothing like the video game, which is what it's supposed to be based off.
But it's enjoyable.
But it's just silly action, and was good for that.
And that's what sometimes that's what you need. You just want that silly action.
It was everything Michael Bay tries to do, but without the serious undertone that Michael Bay tries to add. You know. Basically is how that went. King Shark, like I said, was fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Through the whole, that big, dumb, just fucking, hand.
Like, hand.
You know.
Was Bird.
Fucking awesome. Harley Quinn.
Is fucking Harley.
Maybe one of the best cast superheroes, period.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
She plays Harley.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Yeah.
You have maybe Robert Downey Jr.
as Iron Man.
As Iron Man. I'll go out and say Christopher Reeve as Superman. And maybe because it's what we grew up with.
And it's iconic.
But it's the longevity, too. You had, what, three or four of them? And then he was all over the different TV Muppets as Superman, you know, everything. I can't give it to Keaton just because we got two.
True. I think if we got more out of him, it would have been better, but yeah.
But how many? It's not even that he only had two. How many have we had since?
A lot, but he's still the best.
Now, we compared a lot to him. However, it wasn't hard to shit on the next two.
Val Kilmer and George Clooney, yeah.
But you can't shit on Christian Bale's performance as it.
You can, but...
I don't know if
I mean, here's the problem, and I will say this, and I don't know if I've actually said this on this. I have literally watched all the Christian Bale movies once and never had the urge to go back and watch them again.
I watched two of them over the weekend.
I've never had, I've watched them one time and never had the urge to go back.
This was
And that's what tells me a movie if I like it. Like this Batman movies, I'll go back and watch the originals.
No, the Christian Bale ones are so good.
But I've literally watched them each one time through and then never went back.
It's the only series of Batman movies that has nailed the villains. I mean, fucking Ra's al Ghul from Liam Neeson was fucking awesome.
I'm not saying they weren't bad. I mean, it wasn't something I want to go back and watch again. It was just like, okay, I've seen it.
Good. I've seen them 20, 30 times.
It's like the Grand Canyon. It's cool. It's amazing. But I've seen it once, and I'm like, okay, cool. I've seen it now. Now I know it's there. I know what it looks like, and that's how I feel about those. They're good. I mean, I'm not saying they're bad. They aren't.
Yeah.
They're not entertaining enough. I want to go watch them again.
Harley was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then Polka Dot Man.
Mm-hmm.
What was his? Actually, Ratcatcher was good, too.
Oh, yeah. She was good. And Ratcatcher 1.
Yeah.
Ratcatcher 1.
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi. I don't know. Whatever. He's amazing as a director, as an actor. Anything he touches is gold.
My brother came down while we were watching it about 20 minutes till the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't even want to see this. That fucking Polka Dot guy looks stupid. He's like, I'm like, dude, Peacekeeper and Polka Dot Man fucking make this movie. Like, you know what you're going to get from Harley, and you get it.
You get it.
Idris Elba was great, but yes. I'm telling that Polka Dot guy, Polka Dot Man, who plays him? Fucking.
I'm not sure. He was Murdoch on the new.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Nope, wrong. Let me see here. No, not you.
On the new, what movie? TV show. My brain just went dead.
A-Team?
No. No, Murdoch on the new MacGyver.
There was a Murdoch in MacGyver?
Yeah, he was the bad guy that chased MacGyver for like every season. He was the bad guy that kept popping back up.
I am drunk. Dude, I haven't watched MacGyver in fucking forever. I have no clue what you're talking about. David Dasmalchian played Polka Dot Man. He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was probably the realest person.
Yeah.
He was a thug. He was Joker's thug in Batman Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Or The Dark Knight. He's going to be Peter DeVries in the new Dune.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
The new Dune?
Yeah. He was in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Bit role or?
He was one of the ex-cons.
Who is Calendar Man?
What do you mean? He was the guy in the very beginning making fun of him.
Oh, so he voices Calendar Man in Batman The Long Halloween Part 1 and 2.
Yeah, I was going to say, the guy that has the calendars, the dates all over him.
And Sean Gunn played him in the movie.
Yeah.
He was in the Flash TV series as Abracadabra. Yep, there's MacGyver. He was in Jay and Silent Bob Reboot as the Nervous Cop.
Yeah.
He was in Gotham.
Blade Runner 2049. I mean, he's been in a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked him. I thought everything he did was fantastic in that movie.
Yeah, he was in Ant-Man and Wasp. Where is that one?
Kurt.
Yeah, he was, like I said, one of the security guys.
Yeah, he was in both movies. Yeah, the first Ant-Man too.
He was one of the security guys. Hmm. That were the ex-cons that were the security guys, whatever they called their little business. He was one of them.
Yes, with Michael Pena and T.I.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was the other one.
That's right. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I mean overall. I really liked the movie.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
But I think maybe I had it built up in my head that it was going to be way more with Gunn behind the controls of it.
I think it ended up being was really Gunn. It was just like, hey, here's the reins. Have fun with it. And that's what he did. I mean, he just went for it.
Oh, yeah. But again, the if you're going to start a universe, I need tie-in. I need tie-in, or I need it to come out that this is the first movie of the new DC universe. Please forget all the other shit we've shoved down your throat.
And honestly, this is one thing me and Benton were talking about. One of my biggest problems with DC right now, how many different DC universes are there?
Supposedly none. Supposedly, when you read their little synopsis on it, it all ties in. The fucking TV show, everything. But ties into what?
How could it all tie in? It's different freaking flashes. There's different, and that's my problem. None of it ties in, and it's that's why I really feel like they made a mistake where they when they cast the Flash, it should have come from there, because then you got, you know, we've got that universe, the Arrowverse, we got the movie versions, then we've even got Doom Patrol, which is a whole nother fucking universe over here that's taking the same characters with new people now, and it's like, which one's the real one? And I think that's my problem with, like, Suicide Squad. Is this in the same... Obviously, it's in the same universe as the first one. But is it in the same universe as any of the others?
But it doesn't even tie in with fucking Birds of Prey.
No. Except for she did say that he killed the dogs, which makes me mad. But
yeah, but like I said, storyline-wise, nothing goes together. I don't fucking know.
No, and like I said, that is one of my biggest issues. It's like, what is... What DC universe are we in?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Yeah. We mentioned Val Kilmer. That's the other movie I watched over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Amazon original, and it's just called Val.
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
Well, first of all, I think Val Kilmer needs way more credit than anybody gives him.
Oh, yeah.
I think we remember Batman and just poo-poo him.
Oh, no, he did so many things besides that. You know, the freaking... I mean, he was Iceman, who was much better than, you know, much better than Maverick. There was the... Oh, I always talk about it, the freaking crazy...
Top Secret.
Top Secret, which is just one of my favorite movies of all time. I mean, Val Kilmer, I mean, he was freaking The Doors. I mean, he, Doc
Mad,
Holliday and
Mad
Tombstone.
Mardigan.
Mad Mardigan, Tombstone.
From Willow.
I mean, he's done such amazing movies, but everyone remembers that just how horrible he did on Batman Forever and forget about everything else.
Now, okay, he talked... One, you have to watch the movie. It's super sad. It's all done by him. He was one of these guys who had a camcorder from an early age,
mm-hmm.
and recorded all, like, on set and
mm-hmm.
all from all his movies. He's got video of him and Wolfman and different guys from Top Gun in the trailer.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, old VHS crunchy video. It's, but I didn't, so he had throat cancer and he beat it.
Yeah.
But it took his voice. He has a fucking thing in his throat that he has to cover to talk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I think he's kind of mentally not all there.
I could see that.
Very Jim Morrison-esque in his real life.
So he became Morrison. That's why he played Morrison so well, because he is Morrison.
But he talks about Batman, and he was in Africa on safari, vacation, whatever, and they were trying to get a hold of him about Batman. And no, whatever, couldn't get a hold of him, couldn't get a hold of him. He was in a bat cave for like 3 days exploring with this tour or whatever.
Yeah.
And he came out of it, and they come running with a phone and said, your agent's been calling you. And they're like, do you want to be Batman? And he said, yes, I do. Never read a script, nothing. He goes, if I would have read the script, I would have turned it down right away.
Yeah.
He goes, but I've always been a man of my word. When I say yes, whether my name's on a contract or not, I follow through. He goes, they offered me the second one, and I told him to fucking eat shit. Or not the second one, the fourth one, I guess, with
Clooney.
Clooney. He goes, the bat suit was so horrible. He goes, I had no clue what the person in front of me was saying. I had to wait till their mouth stopped and start talking afterwards and just hope I was in the right spot, because he goes, you couldn't hear through the cowl. He said the whole suit was so tight that when you look at his movements and it's like his whole body turns instead of at the waist or whatever, that's because that's how he had to move because the suit was so tight. You know.
His was the one with the nipples, wasn't it?
Yes.
He got the nipple suit, which, I mean, that didn't help him either. So a lot of people had issues with that.
Yeah.
They really focused on the nipples.
But you get going through Islander Dr. Moreau, Heat.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a filmography that's just amazing.
The Saint. Red Planet. I mean, I'm just Wonderland, Blind Horizon. Yeah.
Real Geniuses. That was another good one.
Real Geniuses, yeah. But I'm looking here now after watching this movie. Supposedly, he is back in Top Gun 2. He is Iceman. It's listed right here.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, it's one of those, I haven't been big on watching, you know, all the stuff on Top Gun 2. When is it now coming out because of the COVID shit?
All it says here is 2021. It says it's completed.
So, it'll be, that's going to be interesting. I'm not a huge, and I know people.
He was the voice of Kit in the Knight Rider remake.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not a big Top Gun fan. I mean, I like it. I'll watch it, but I'll only watch it if somebody else is there and like, let's watch this.
Yeah, but watching it, I never really, he always seemed douchey to me.
Yeah.
And I guess he's been pretty douchey. And he even kind of admits it. But he took acting super seriously. He was a trained stage performer.
Yeah.
And just fell into fucking Top Secret.
Yeah, because that was his first movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he was like a drama stage actor. And he goes, I don't know why they wanted me as this role. Like, it was just...
But they did, and...
You know, and it kind of took off from there. But, yeah, he lost his brother at, like, 13. His brother was, like, 10 or 11. Had an epileptic seizure in the pool and drowned.
Oh, wow.
And I guess his dad took all the blame, saying he wasn't watching him well enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not watching him well enough, not forcing him to take his medication like he should. Yeah. You know, and that was the problem. He didn't take his medication, had epileptic seizure in the pool and drowned. I mean, some crazy, there's some of the movies his brother was an artist, like drew pictures all the time. And there's some movies they were showing clips of where they used some of his brother's artwork as props in the movie.
Oh, wow.
You know, different things like that. I really felt bad for him.
I kind of want to watch that now. I got stuff. I got a plane ride tomorrow, so.
But he talks about, like, getting ready to play Morrison,
mm-hmm.
and how he went full Morrison.
Oh, he played that role well. I mean,
From studying it to, it sounds like he doesn't come out and say it, but he definitely leads you to believe that there was a lot of peyote in becoming Morrison.
Oh, I bet.
He lives in New Mexico, has lived in New Mexico for a long time. That's where him and his wife got married and moved to, like, seems like peyote's the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But then they show him and he's at a Comic-Con. And he's signing autographs. And you can just see the defeat in him.
Yeah.
He's got his fucking voice box thing and, you know, it's... And at one point, like, they're showing him signing autographs, and he's like, I gotta go sit down. And they end up, like, throwing a blanket over his head and putting him in a wheelchair and wheeling him out so he'd go take a nap and then come back. And he talks about the depression with it because he's like, my career's over. And all I have now is what I was. And he goes, it's nice for a moment that fans remember the work you did.
Yeah,
but then reality sets in that there will be no more new work for them to, you know.
He was blunt, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. He's, I mean,
But it explains a lot of the weight gain and everything, because he did for a while. He, like, gained weight and then all of a sudden lost a whole bunch. And everyone's like, oh. And now he's gained. So, I mean, the depression, the sickness, everything would kind
of. And a lot of it looks like he's given up. You're watching this movie. His hair's rarely ever combed. It's kind of that longer still Val Kilmer, but it's unkempt and it's really thin. The clothes he puts on, he's like just Adidas warm-ups with like a button-down shirt. And oh, wow. He's always got a hat on. He's always got a scarf on. He's normally trying to hide his, you know, throat hole thing. But it was, I was watching it and I'm sad for Val. And I'm like, maybe I don't dislike him as much as I, and then they start, you know, he's going through all the different movies and they're pulling out VHS tapes and he's showing, you know, his footage of different things yeah. and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I kind of really like this guy. And not only that, but this guy, they haven't said a movie yet that I'm like, oh, that's shit.
No, he has a filmography that's amazing.
Even he was not a good Batman.
No.
And when you hear his reason why, it could very well be true. Yeah. And so you start to feel it. But it had its good moment because Jim Carrey,
yeah.
want to talk about another perfectly cast actor.
Yeah, he was great as the
Riddler.
Yeah.
You know, but even like I love The Saint
yeah.
with him and Elizabeth Shue where he's like, I don't want to say serial killer. He's looking to make a chemical weapon to mass murder a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And he's always disguising himself and going to this scientist speeches and, you know, things like that. But, yeah, I felt really bad.
I'm going to have to go watch that now. Like I said, I'm trying to find stuff that, you know, it's one thing I'm going to be doing tonight is I'm downloading stuff onto my iPad. So when we're on the 5-hour plane flight, I can sit there and watch.
Yeah, I would recommend. It was like, I think it was 2 hours long, maybe hour and a half.
Maybe I'll have to download the Snyder Cut.
Oh.
But I might want to jump off the plane at that point.
I was just going to say that might not work out. He was in MacGruber.
Was he?
Yeah, he played Cunth in Cunth. MacGruber. I hadn't seen that since like it came out.
Wow.
He played himself in The Love Guru.
Mm, yeah.
You know, he's got... And that initial, right, his initial run of movies, he didn't miss.
No.
You know?
No.
Like you said, Doc Holliday. I heard a story
today.
Oh,
he's my favorite Doc Holliday.
I heard a story today, though. You know, the I'll Be Your Huckleberry?
Yeah.
He misspoke that line. So the story goes, Doc Holliday was from the South somewhere. Georgia, I think.
Something like that.
And in Georgia, at a funeral, the pallbearers would wear a sprig of huckleberry as their lapel pin yeah. thing or whatever. And they called it, you were the huckleberry instead of pallbearer. And he misspoke the line and they said, I like it. And they kept it.
So it's supposed to be, I'll be your huckleberry.
I'm your huckleberry, yeah.
But I don't think, I mean, unless you're from the South, people are going to be like, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. So I think that I'm your huckleberry is a better line. But
I don't even know if the South would have got it, because it may not be a thing that's still lasting. It's probably your historians that study,
they'd be like, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the old ways or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, that's one of the most memorable movies, or lines from the movie. That's one of the most quotable. Everybody says it. And, I mean, fuck, you're like, hey, you want to go play fucking horseshoes? You're like, I'll be your huckleberry.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't even the right thing to fucking say.
No.
And it just stuck. He was, in his movie, Val, he was talking about playing Doc. And in the scene where he's dying, and Kurt Russell, what the fuck?
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp, there you go. Think I've drawn a fucking blank. He's laying in the bed dying, and he calls him over. He said to prep for that and to shoot that, he wanted to be as most authentically close to dying as possible, that he laid on a bed of ice to turn his skin pale and to give him the shivers and
Oh, wow.
Like, he paid the grip or whatever to bring in hundreds of bags of ice or whatever and fill the bed. Yeah.
Wow. Like, yeah, that's dedication.
He was a huge into the
huge method, yeah.
Yeah, portion of acting. But I recommend it to anybody, especially our age.
Yeah.
You know, if you grew up with the Iceman or...
Which kind of makes sense for the Doc Holliday. He was the Iceman, so...
The little bit younger who didn't know any better and enjoyed, you know, Batman Forever, and you were like, oh, that's my Batman. Anything he's been in, Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Go fucking watch Val. And it's just a great insight to Val Kilmer from basically birth until today.
Yeah, see, I'm going to have to go. I think I'm going to have to. That might be one I might have to download for the trip.
Yeah, it was just one of those, I get up at 5 o'clock on the weekends, nobody's awake. I'm like, what can I watch that nobody's going to be sad if they miss it?
Yeah.
And I turned it on, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is, it's fucking amazing. Like,
it sounds like it.
You know, his son narrates it because he can't talk, really.
Yeah.
You know, so his son narrates the movie. He's got videos with videos with his daughter. It looks like they live in townhomes right next to each other. Like,
oh.
He walks out his front door. One of the scenes he shows, he calls her and goes, yeah, I'm ready whenever you are. You want me to come pick you up? And she's like, yeah. And he walks outside and she walks out her front door and they're on the same porch.
Oh, wow.
You know, and you're like, what? I get no clue it was coming. And all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck just happened? You know, that's fucking silly. But no, like I said, I do recommend it.
I'm going to have to, like I said, I might want to have to download for the trip.
Even if you're not a Val Kilmer fan.
Yeah.
You're a fan of one of his movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks about it, you know, like The Doors. He goes into great detail on, you know, on The Doors.
Yeah.
And how he studied every motion, and for months, all he did was walk and move like Morrison. Public, private, whatever. Wow. Didn't matter. Just so he could get it down.
Yeah.
And like you said, when you think biopics, especially music biopics, right?
That's one of the best.
That, and he sang the songs, which is something I look at, right? It's one of the reasons I don't care for La Bamba. One, La Bamba is pretty inaccurate.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I love Richie Valens. And Lou Diamond Phillips doesn't do bad. It's more the writing. He doesn't sing the songs. No. Los Lobos actually sings every Richie Valens song in that movie. Oh, yeah. But the Buddy Holly story with Busey actually sings those songs.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Kevin Spacey's in anybody's popular mindset, but Beyond the Sea, the Bobby Darin movie. Kevin Spacey sings those songs.
Yeah.
Like, to me, there's an authenticity about it. And so when you think about musical biopics, fucking Morrison as, or Kilmer as Morrison in The Doors.
Yeah, is one of the top.
Is fucking phenomenal. I'm trying to think what other ones. Ray was okay.
Yeah.
I have not seen Chadwick Boseman in Get On Up. The, Godfather of Soul. Why do I draw blanks on fucking names? James Brown.
Yeah.
There you go. I do. I'm actually really looking forward to Respect. Jennifer Hudson is playing Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Tickets. It comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
So, I can have a camp. It was a trailer in Black Widow.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Do you not get there for the trailers?
Well, I try to, but I think Amber's horrible about that, so we'll always miss the first couple.
I got to get there because I got to get my popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to have my popcorn.
Well, that's a problem. Usually we get there right as the movie's supposed to start, and we have to get the popcorn. So we miss the trailers.
Yeah, but it was it looks really good. And Aretha Franklin's another one. Like, I'd love to know more of her story, you know. So... It's also what ruined... What's the one with Clooney in it? The Soggy Bottom Boys, the...
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Where, when I found out that they didn't actually sing that song.
That's all. I can't remember his name. It's some famous guy from the freaking 30s or 40s who sang them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just like, meh, I'm done with that. Crap.
Yep.
If you don't sing it, pisses me... Just like fucking Blair Witch, when I found out that wasn't real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's now a shit movie.
I've still never seen it.
Well, it's a shit movie that you should probably go see.
I own it. I have the DVD. I've never unwrapped it.
Yeah. It's worth a watch. It's okay.
You just told me it was a shit movie.
Well, when you don't know it's real, you know, because they did really good about hiding. They didn't let anybody do interviews until after it came out. Nothing. And I thought it was, and the way it's shot, it is shot on like an 8mm camera that you and I can go buy. And it jumps, like the person holding it is running. And, you know, nothing is on fucking stabilizers or anything like that.
It's like the movie Cannibal Corpse where the director actually got charged with murder and they had to actually bring the actress into court to say, look, I'm alive.
Really? I don't know the story.
Yeah, it's like an old 70s or 80s movie where it was so realistic that they literally brought him into court because they thought he'd actually killed somebody on camera.
Oh.
And they had to bring the actress into court to be like, no, look, I'm fine. Yeah.
Have you watched the new Vince Vaughn one yet?
Mm-mm.
Me either.
No, I need to. I keep hearing things about it, though.
Good things?
Back and forth.
What do you mean back and forth?
I've heard some good, some bad. I mean, I've heard that it's just stupid as hell, but it's like our kind of stupid that we would love.
Well, like I said, it looks like a slasher version of The Hot Chick.
Yeah.
You know, Rob Schneider's The Hot Chick. That's exactly what it looks like. It's a fucking slasher version of that. And I'm all fucking for it.
And like I said, that's what I've heard. I've heard it's like stupid as hell, but it's our kind of stupid. So,
yeah. I'm all for it. I showed it to Bella, and we intend on watching it. We just got to find a time where...
Yeah, like I said, that's what I'm going to be doing tonight, is I'm going to be looking through, trying to find what I want to download to my iPad to watch for the trip. So, because we're straight shot to Maui, so it's going to be a five-hour flight.
Well, like, Val might be a good one for the simple fact that I don't know if it'll be Amber's cup of tea, where you'd be able to, you know...
Yeah.
And assuming on your iPad, you'll probably watch it by yourself. Yep. You know, so that one might be a good one. And I don't know if, is it called Freaky? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. What's Amber's take on?
She's not big on the big stupid.
Yeah,
so
that's what I thought.
That'd be like I was thinking maybe trying to find the Banana Splits and watching that and, you know, those kind of stupid horror movies that I will find hilarious and she'd be like, this is stupid.
So. Tosh won't even watch it. Tosh cringed half a fucking Suicide Squad.
Oh, God. Amber actually liked Suicide Squad, but... So.
Tosh did, too. But then somebody's head would disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, fuck, we're going to go back to Suicide Squad, I guess. When King Shark puts that dude's head in his mouth and the eyes start looking around, like, Tosh is, like, hiding. Me and Bella are fucking dying.
Yeah, because it's amazing. He just rips his head off. He's like, and then you see his eyes. He's like, yeah. Yeah. It was like, oh, fuck. But that's what I loved about the movie. I really felt like they said, okay, here, you know what the Suicide Squad is. James Gunn, just do your thing. And, like, nobody checked on him until they watched the movie.
There's a part of me that wants to go and find some Suicide Squad. Because, I mean, basically, supposedly Gunn's coming back for more.
But I mean, supposedly.
How many more characters are there? Are we going to, like, they.
From what I understand, it's like an unlimited, like, fucking thing of characters, because that was the thing. There was one or two characters that would stay for a period of time, but the rest of the squad would just, like, rotate around them and just be. Literally, they were the Suicide Squad, because if you survived, awesome. If not, whatever. They were, like, the throwaway bad guys.
And they put them all together.
Yeah, they put
them
together.
That's kind of a. Genius idea. If you,
they'd put them all together, and then if they died, they died. If not, whatever.
So let's see here. List the Suicide Squad members from the comics. Wow, that's a long list there.
Yeah. I told you, it's like a long list. I mean, from what I understand from the comics, there was a rotating characters all the way through, because they would take characters that would. From what I heard from a lot of things that were just kind of well-known but not great characters, that they're like, yeah, we need to get rid of them somehow. Let's put them on the Suicide Squad for a couple episodes, and then we'll just kill them all.
So I don't know who, so far, from this portion of the list without scrolling the page, who any of these fucking people are. However, just based off some of the fucking names, I'm ready for them to be in the third Suicide Squad.
They're all throwaway characters, just like the ones that we had.
We have Dino Baby, or Baby Dino.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I bet it's a little T-Rex. Like, ah, ah.
Cave boy.
Just think of Captain Caveman, just smaller.
Stoner.
That's just Shaggy.
Mac the Second.
What happened to Mac the First?
I don't know, but I want Mac the Second. I don't even know what the fuck's going on, but like I'm just basing these off names. So
I want to see Dino Baby, because that's just got
Frobish.
Me. Frobish.
Frobish.
Is that like a oh yeah.
Toy Man Hiro Akamura.
That's his whole name?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Arnie Brock sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So, from 59 to 87, the characters that were in it, they were their first appearance was the Brave and Bold 25. There was four. Rick Flagg, Jess Bright, Dr. Hugh Evans, and Karen Grace. It wasn't until 1987 that you got Amanda Waller, Deadshot, Bronze Tiger, Enchantress, Captain Boomerang. His real name is George Digger Harkness.
Wow.
Blockbuster, Mindboggler, I'm in. Nemesis, Nightshade, Plastique, Black Orchard, Kronos, Penguin. The Penguin was in. Could. Oh, balls. Oh, balls.
That'd be cool.
Killer Frost, Slipknot. We had him. He's dead.
Yeah.
Weasel, The Thinker. That was the, was that the scientist's name?
Yep,
with all the,
that was,
okay.
Yeah. Peter Capaldi.
Speedy, Vixen, Psy, Javelin, Captain Cold, Oracle. Yeah. So we get Barbara Gordon in there too. Somebody whose name's just Punch. Poison Ivy, The Atom, Shrek.
There you go.
Shrek. Black Adam, who
is about to be the
Rock. That's The Rock coming out, right? Yeah. Silver Swan, Sportsmaster, The Rider. So many. From 92 to 2001. You're back now. King Shark is in there. Somebody named Knockout. Bunch of the same one, Bolt.
And see, that's the thing is, I mean, what's so cool about it is, I mean, it could be anybody. It's just got to be a criminal that they turn into, you know, you want some time off your sentence? Come do this.
2001 to 2002, Multi-Man comes in. Star-Spangled Kid. Hmm. Wildcat. I'm trying to figure out 2002 to 2008. So far, I have not seen Poison Ivy or Harley Quinn.
Hmm.
Solomon Grundy joins, though, then.
Oh.
The Electrocutioner. When does?
Probably not till the movie.
So they made their own. I thought I've seen her on covers of comics for it, but I'm the Interim. It's all the same people. How's that Interim? All the same people.
Hmm.
Diablo now comes in volume 4, 2011-2014. King Shark, there's Harley Quinn now. Savant.
I gotta pee.
I don't think they heard you.
I don't. I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Oh. He is peeing. Can't make it an hour with his old ass bladder. Just pissing away. Oh, my God. In the middle of a show, of all fucking things, there he goes, just pissing. Pissing, pissing, pissing. I do hope that... I should have called Danny Petruska. I do hope my Danny take on shitting on a movie but calling it good at the same time was... you know, adequate to his liking, if you will. But you never know. You never, ever know. Yeah, there's so many. There can be so many movies about people that we have no clue who they are, and I think I'm in for it. Especially if Gunn keeps doing it, because I could just see him getting better. Especially if they're not going to follow a storyline. No storyline to follow, then they just kind of do whatever the fuck they want. And I am in for that as well. You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. I hear toilet flushing. Let's hear. Do I hear a sink? Us. He's back. Yeah, I went nowhere.
Oh, God. It's not my fault. Small bladder.
They brought Batman onto the Gotham show? Sorry, I'm just now.
Did they?
Series finale, 2 years ago. The Batman reveal.
I'm going to have to, like, eventually watch it. I've been watching the series. I'm just, I get to a point where I'm like, okay, and then I stop watching for a bit, and then I go back.
Yeah. So I just continued reading names and all that fun shit.
There's a lot of them on there.
Yeah, there's a ton. All right, well, you couldn't wait 2 more minutes because...
I couldn't, man. I was just trying, but I don't know if you saw me over here dancing in my seat, but...
Our fucking hour is up anyways. Let's see. You have comedy on the 1st?
Yeah, it's on the 1st. So
of September?
Yep, Sam Miller, because he wasn't able to do the last month. And then Richie's going to be your feature, Richie Afjay, and then Tyler Bonzer is going to be the, or Taylor, Taylor hey. Bonzer.
There you go. And tomorrow you head to Hawaii. So yep. Safe travels.
Thank you.
And tonight is your daughter's birthday. So happy birthday, Zoe.
Yep. Happy birthday, Zoe. That's why she's not taking us to the airport. Cause she's going to be hungover.
Drunk already.
Probably.
Yes. If I know Zoe.
Yeah.
Drunk already. So we have that.
Yeah.
I just have to throw it out. People, go get fucking vaccinated.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. This, I'm going to rant for 2 seconds before we fucking go. These people putting their My Body, My Choice fucking things around their Facebook profile pictures can fuck right the hell off. The same people that are putting those around are voting for anti-abortion laws and anti-abortion politicians, and then they go and use this. An anti-abortion thing, that's, I can't catch abortion. I'm sure there's lots of people that wish my mom did 42 years ago, but I can't catch abortion. I can catch corona and fucking die. Yeah. And whatever anybody says about corona, here's the fucking facts. There's something out there killing people, and there's something that slows that way, way down.
And, I mean, the one thing is, I know a lot of people are bringing up the whole thing. Well, it's not even stopping the virus. People are still getting it with it. That's the whole point. If you actually read everything about the vaccine, it tells you that it's not going to stop you from getting corona. It's just going to make it so you don't die.
Well, I keep seeing these stories. I saw this video this morning. A mom had to take her one-year-old to the ER, and non-COVID-related. And they had to wait out in the car in the blistering fucking heat because all the beds were used up for COVID patients. I mean, if at this point, if you get COVID and you haven't done anything to prevent it, I feel nothing for you. I see these videos all the time, too, the ones who are getting it, who are now changing. Oh, I wish I just would have got the vaccine. You were fucking... It's no different than your mom and dad telling you to quit running with fucking scissors, and you don't do it until you fall on top of them, and you're like, oh, man, maybe they were right.
I should have listened.
You know, I just, the rest of us who have done our part, whether it's the right thing or not, right, we've done our part of what's being asked so we can go back to something normal.
Yeah.
Are now having to go backwards because 50% of the population said, fuck you. Come on, people, fucking figure it out.
Right. Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, everyone's, you know, oh, they're going against my rights, blah, blah. It's like, whatever. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you have to carry a license to drive your fucking car.
I get questioning vaccines.
Yeah.
I do. I understand it. However, we are almost out of time for having a choice to question it right now. Like, shit's happening, it's happening fast, and, you know.
it's one of those things. It's something I've tried to stay away from the arguments on it because it's just science tells you if you read the science on what the vaccine's going to do. It's not going to keep you from getting it. It's going to make it so it's not as deadly when you get it. There are going to be variants. They knew there was going to be variants.
Well, it can prevent you from getting it. It's just not 100. It's like 70% chance of not getting it, but like 94% chance of not being hospitalized.
Yeah. I mean, and that's it. It gives you a much better chance of not being hospitalized.
Or it gives you a much better chance of not getting it. Yeah. And then if you do it with a mask, you know, there's people still throwing tantrums. If a store asks you to put a mask on, trust me, nobody's been happier than me not having to wear one.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, GameStop is still making you wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop going to GameStop. No. Like,
well, that's one thing that a lot of people sit there and like, well, you know, my right, it's like, not to sound bad, the second you walk into a store, you're walking into private property. And yeah. They have the right to tell you to do whatever the fuck they want. And if you don't want to do it, don't go on their property.
Yeah.
Like, we could make a rule in our house that you can't wear pants. Is that stupid? Yeah, but if you want to wear pants, don't come to my fucking house.
Please make that rule, baby. We are recording at your house every week. Make that rule. Make it. Make it.
But that's the thing. I mean, if I make the rule, is it stupid? Sure. You might think it's stupid. Then don't come to my house.
Make it.
I'm not making it. Because that means Matt's going to be there every day. But I mean, that's the thing.
I work in Bonnie Lake once a week, baby. Yeah.
But that's the thing is a lot of people don't think about that. I mean, it's the companies telling you. It's not the government in a lot of these cases. It's the companies saying
well,
you have to.
And then you get the argument, well, what about the people who didn't want to make birthday cakes for gay people? Okay, technically, right, they're right. However, the difference is people telling you to put a mask on isn't telling you because they fucking hate you and they despise you.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they enjoy everybody else.
Yeah, they want to live.
People who say, I'm not making you a cake because you're gay, is just hatred.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
But, I mean, it's one of those things, and I'll be honest, and you can be pissed at me all you want. I think they had their right to say no to that. I think, really, the society should take care of those people.
They 100% have the right. That's what I said. The people that are using that argument are right, technically.
Yeah. I mean, technically, they have the right to not make that cake.
But they're also
society,
a fan of hatred and not.
Society, and the only reason I say that is because society will take care of them.
Yeah.
Society will be like, okay, cool. I mean, it's like, you know, there's a lot of things. I do, you know, a lot of research for another show on cults and stuff. And there was one where a bunch of people from a cult started a bakery that was thriving. And then all of a sudden people went, they're part of this cult. It fucking went bankrupt in 2 months.
Oh, yeah. No, society will take care of it. You're 100% right.
So, I mean, if society, if all they really had to do was say, hey, these guys won't do this, everybody who's a gay rights, you know, activist, everybody who's a partner, you know, and a, you know, supporter of gay rights is going to be like, you don't get my business.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons, honestly, I've never been to Chick-fil-A.
I have.
I have never in my life been to Chick-fil-A.
I had to try it because I love chicken sandwiches.
See, and I don't mind them. I don't care about chicken sandwiches. So really.
And I went once. No. They didn't. I prefer Popeyes, to be honest with you.
But it was one of those things. It's just like one of those that, you know, society will make that decision. Be like, okay, we're not going to support this business because,
views. I mean, legally, there should be no recourse for them saying, I'm not making your cake. Yeah. No matter what the reason is, right? There should be no recourse. Now, if that person goes out and spews hate, threatening hate to them, now you have legal action.
Yeah.
But for them to walk in and go, I want a birthday cake and me blow my boyfriend. And they go, I don't believe in gay people, period. I'm not making you a cake. That's where it should stop. And then, like you said, they post their review, which they have the legal right to do, and go from there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, I get the legality of it. And like you said, society will take care of, you know, there's, it's a losing battle for the ones against it right now, where the population, you know, is for it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the, like.
I'm tired of the argument, too. I mean, I've honestly gotten to a point now, I'll log into Facebook and post my, like, hey, look at the race I did. And other than that, I freaking stay away from it, because otherwise I just want to start screaming at people, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't yet, but I scroll. I do it more so I know who to just fucking steer clear of.
Yeah.
I've done some, the last couple of years, I've done some wiping of friends off there.
Yeah. And I've got a few that are really close, where it's one of those ones where one of them I keep calling a hypocrite because I know they keep posting all the bullshit about, you know, vaccines and masks and everything else. And I'm like, I know you're vaccinated, that you have gotten the vaccine, and I know you wear your mask. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And stop heading, you know, spreading this hate when you're doing exactly what you're bitching about. You know, I don't, I have a vaccine. I've been vaccinated since, you know, I got my shot on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, and I have no, you know.
Yeah, and I got mine in April. And if a booster is required, I'll go get a booster. Yeah. Not that I want to.
We do it with the DTP, you know, the, what is it, tetanus and whatever every 7 years.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, we should.
We're supposed to. But, I mean, it's one of those.
Tetanus has always been one of those things I'm like, I'll wait till I step on a nail.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, that was me. The last time I got it was because I got cut by something. And I was like, they're like, when was your last tetanus shot? And I'm like, And the second I said, they just fucking stuck me.
Yeah, I'm a horrible human being in the way of normal medical things, just period. Like, I don't go get normal checkups. Things I should, but I don't.
Yeah.
And, you know. Do. And so, yeah, the same way, like, I don't know when I got my last whatever, you know.
Yeah. And that was it. The second I said, I'm not sure, they stuck me. So
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no thanks.
So, and just remember, everybody, all drugs are experimental, even the ones that are proven good.
Yeah.
Because all of them have side effects, like everything. So if you won't go get your vaccine, but you're taking your dick pills, prepare for a heart attack, because that's a side effect. Yeah. Like,
it all depends on, you know, what you're getting out of it. And a lot of people don't think they're getting enough out of this to for the side effects. And it's like, you know, whatever. I've done arguing with people. I'm like, you do you. I'm going to do me. But I would like you to do stuff, considering, you know, like right now, I mean, the race I'm going to Hawaii for may be canceled. Because, you know, an uptick in cases in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I mean, I'm still in Hawaii.
Me going to Vegas for work got canceled. Yeah. And in this case, I'm fucking stuck in Hobart.
Yeah, so I'm still going to be in Hawaii, so I'm okay with it.
Instead of a week off in Vegas, I'll now be working in great towns like Auburn.
Hmm. Yeah, you got screwed on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, well.
It is, you know.
It isn't what it is.
It's what it shouldn't be. We could have so much if people would just do what they're supposed to
do. We could have differences of opinion on politics. Politics are, you know, hey, you want this law, I want this law. I get it.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with a world crisis health condition, politics are out the window.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you can to make people around you healthy. Yeah. Stay healthy.
Well, it's like when the whole mask thing came out, like we talked about. I'm like, do I like wearing the mask? No, I fucking hated wearing the mask. But I would wear it where I'm supposed to. And then, you know, when I was outside, mm-hmm. away from people, no problem. I didn't wear it.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I still carry mine in my pocket in case I walk into a store. Because right now, you don't have to have them. But like Home Depot, they just made a rule all vendors have to have them.
Yeah.
Customers don't, but all employees, all vendors, everybody, you know. In that regard, anybody that works in the confines of Home Depot has to wear a mask. And so I don't know, you know, today AMPA may not have done it, but tomorrow AMPA may. So I have it in my pocket at all times with me right now. But
see, I don't have it in my pocket there in the car, though. I have one, at least one in every car, plus there's one in my backpack. So, I mean, I have them all over. So if I needed one, I could get one pretty quick. But most places that are starting to redo it, they have or reinstitute it, they have the disposable ones at the door.
I can't wait until, like, Lumen Field makes you show a vaccine card.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting.
It's bound to happen at the rate we're going, though.
No.
I mean, look at, like, New York City. To go eat in a restaurant, you have to show proof of vaccination.
I know for flights, I have to.
Yeah.
I have to have my card with me. So to show proof of vaccination.
And here's the other shitty thing. I don't think it should be card. I don't know about you, but anybody can have it. I have my health records on my phone.
Yeah, me too.
And that, at least me, I can't hack that. But I know two people I work with for a fact that found a loophole at a Safeway that gave out their fucking cards before the pricks. You went and signed up, they signed your card and handed it to you, and then you just turned around and walked away.
Huh.
And I know two people I work with that did that.
Wow.
Yeah. So the card, just have it on your phone, medical record, right? Cause,
well, and the hard thing is, too, is on a lot of it, too, is like, you know, I went to freaking Rite Aid or Target, one of two. I went Target and did mine. And how do they know it was really me? Not to sound bad, but I mean, it was, but
yeah,
I mean, I had to show ID, but
yeah, I had to go to, I went to medical, I went to MultiCare or whatever.
Yeah, I went to Target Pharmacy and just had mine.
But. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, now that that's over, with all that being said, guys, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week.
See you later.